Pickaxe.
If you like to eat stress-free and healthy, like me, you can do it this spring with Factor. They have delicious, ready-to-eat meals, everyone is fresh, never frozen, and chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to go in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 different options, including popular ones such as Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or like me, vegan and veggie. There are more than 60 add-ons you can discover every week, such as breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feeling good all day long. So what are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. If you're looking for gourmet options, there are meals that have premium ingredients, such as filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini and asparagus. And they are no fuss, no mess. Factor eliminates the hassle of prepping, cooking and cleaning up. Simply heat and enjoy the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need, and you can pause or reschedule deliveries at any time. Factor is your solution for fast premium meals without the need for cooking. This month, we're celebrating Earth Day. Look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals. So head on over to factormeals.com/pickaxe50 and you can use code PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your second box. That's PICKAXE50 at factormeals.com/PICKAXE50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is going. Check it out.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
You are my cup of tea. What? Come on. Welcome back to Peculiar Portions, everyone. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
How's Daff?
He is...
stuffed.
He's just staring into space. Just completely lost. I think he might have had some edibles.
Oh, yeah.
He's just lost in his own little world.
I hope so.
And I wish I was as well.
But you're not.
Lost in my own world, not his own world.
A doggy...
God knows what dogs sort of hallucinate and...
Maybe some story like this, actually.
Yeah, this is a wild one.
Cock up as three giant stone penises stolen from shop.
So...
first of all, there's a shot of a street.
Yeah.
Where there are just stone penises everywhere.
Yeah, there's like, instead of bollards outside, well, I guess they are bollards, but instead of your typical...
well, they have bollocks.
Instead of your, like, typical iron bollard
or pole... it is a stone shaft.
It is a, yeah, a series of stone willies and balls. The balls seem quite small compared to the size of the willies.
It's cold though.
Okay, sure.
So, you know.
Now, it does say stolen from shop, but it looks like the police removed them and they were outside the shop on like a public sort of right of way.
Well, it also says three giant stone penises stolen.
And there are five.
There's five in this picture.
Yeah.
Can we get some more information from reputable news source, The Metro?
The Metro. Probably London's best free newspaper. It's free,
I would
right?
say. A CCTV cock-up has left cops facing a hard job.
So North Yorkshire Police received a lot of complaints because this guy had concrete willies in his shop.
Sure.
The police bowed to pressure. They buckled.
Pussies.
And they returned the penis that they had previously taken.
Oh.
And this was back in 2010.
So they've been holding on to that for 11 years?
No. a different story, and this is why this is confusing, a different story.
An unrelated penis seller.
11 years afterwards, this year, three of these cock ornaments were stolen in the evening.
Gigantic cocks.
So three cocks were stolen, five cast iron stags, and five concrete dogs.
Oh.
Oh, my Lord. That's a big one.
It's big... got like a, wow. Okay, no, fine.
It's just very confusing because in this article, there's these two different stories. So this is nothing to do with the police taking them. We got there's like a picture of the police seizing it.
Cox.
That was previously.
Would you say the police were grabbing...
Previously.
A cock.
In Stone Cock News.
Rock Cock. Rock Cocks News.
The Cock Cops.
Cock Up Cops. Snatch Rock Cocks. Sorry.
Snatch and cock. Yeah. Look, the man, he's like pointing at an empty space where there used to be something.
Used to be a cock here. Now it's just a depression in the ground where the cock used to be.
So there was CCTV that captured the thief.
People in the local area love this cock. But they no did. More bloody police coming in, taking my cock.
But it was, this wasn't the police.
So it wasn't even police, thieves.
This is thieves.
Local yobs using cocks for their own devices. God knows what they're doing with those cocks now.
I can't believe anyone would want to steal some concrete willies,
the shop owner said.
That's an actual quote. So it was captured on CCTV, but the lighting was so bad that they couldn't identify the thieves right. at all.
What is the deal with the, you know, phalluses on the road like that?
Have you seen the fucking name of this fucking, like, cafe next door?
Beavers. Oh, my God. So there's a... There's a place next door named that. How does this happen?
You can get tea and coffee, breakfast, lunch, dinner, jacket potatoes, toast and sandwiches. Toasties and sandwiches, I guess.
We should pop down. We should pop down. I went to that toilet bar.
The toilet bar? Oh, my God,
the toilet
did you
cafe.
Really?
I went to it, yeah. I sat down and had a coffee, and I realised after about 10 minutes that I was actually sat...
On a toilet?
Where a toilet was.
And your trousers were around your ankles.
No, there was a sort of a hemicircular line where the toilet clearly used to be
right.
in the ground. And I was sat somewhere where
oh, wow.
people had chat.
How many people? Tens of thousands
I was thinking
of
about it. I don't think they even cleaned it up very much because it was quite sort of... They'd given it a wipe down, I think, but it was still quite grimy. There was a big... like kind of pipe hole in the middle.
Okay.
Which was quite stained.
Oh,
it's quite
hell.
Nice. I had a brownie.
Oh yeah, it does sound lovely. Sounds lovely.
Had a chocolate brownie.
Had a chocolate brownie.
I know, of all things.
Oh my well, God. Was it in like, the shape of a turd?
It was rounded. It wasn't turd shaped. It wasn't rounded off. It was squared off like a brownie should
okay,
be. But I nibbled
good.
It into the shape of a turd.
Was it an edge one?
An edge? Oh, no, it wasn't an edge one.
Oh,
it was a middle
that's the
bit.
Good shit. The edge brownies.
It wasn't crunchy, but
that's the good shit.
No, I visited. We talked about this in a previous episode. I have to take you now. I've scoured it out. It's fine. I went in the back actually because I was looking for a table initially. So it's like this. It's sort of an entrance area where
yeah,
the
a cloakroom.
Yeah, and then there's an area in the back with a lot more kind of cubicles. And each of the cubicles had some hipsters in there on their iPads.
Oh yeah, doing their work.
Doing work, and they were all just lost in, you know,
it's like their
projects.
Office.
Yeah, they're basically using it as the spare office.
Free Wi-Fi, probably.
I, for one, am happy with.
What's the Wi-Fi password? Pee pee poo poo 69.
Anyway, let's carry on with the poo news.
I think there's much. It's not poo news, it's cock news.
Cock news, whatever.
I think there's much to it. It's just, you know, if anyone has any information about, like a meter
giant
high,
stone cocks.
Yeah, cock.
Well, I think you'd notice, wouldn't you, if you saw them? They're not easy to hide.
No.
Unless someone's got them in their living room. But you'd notice
really
if you went round.
Really weird, isn't it?
Call in to Northumbria, Teesside Police.
Teesside Police. Hello? Yes, I've seen a giant cock. It's in my pants. Hello. Don't do that.
Don't, definitely don't do that.
Are there any comments?
Don't record
on
it
this?
And post it. In unrelated news.
It's pretty related.
Right, go on.
So, you know, we were just talking about giant stone phalli. And now we're talking about a plague in Egypt.
Oh, a place where there are many giant stone things.
Yes.
Good connection.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So three people have been killed and many injured.
Rest in peace.
After storms have roused scorpions.
The storms came, Lewis, and they woke up the scorpions.
And
they went on a rampage.
They look quite small.
Well, they may look small, but how many of them were there? Millions?
Well,
billions?
Let's find out.
I don't know if it says how many exactly.
Hordes of venomous scorpions have been roused out of their hiding places into streets and homes.
It's not good.
Inclement weather.
It's not good when they're described as hordes.
That is not what you want to hear, no. Vicious rain, dust storms, and snow in the southern city of Aswan last week, this was in November this year, drove out scorpions as well as snakes. Mm. Oh my gosh, we haven't had snow. Three people have died from scorpion stings. We might have had snow by the time this goes out. And 450 people have been injured by the stings thus far. Good grief.
Yeah.
This is serious business.
Can you imagine, though? You're like, you know, you're hanging out your laundry. There's a bit of a gust of wind and you're like...
Yeah, you're tending to your big stone cock. You're putting a ribbon around it.
Giving and a bell, hanging a bell from it as well.
Polishing it.
Yeah,
polishing
your bell.
Cock.
Yeah.
And suddenly, from under the balls.
No.
Scurries.
You're racing way too far ahead. You're hanging out your laundry. You're taking care of your garden. It's got poisonous plants. It's got giant stone cocks. The whole works. And you just feel like, what's that on my cheek? It's like a little splash of water. And you look up, you can see, you know, there's a few grey clouds. You're like, I think it's going to start raining. I better get the laundry in. So getting the laundry in, you're putting it in the hamper. It starts pouring down. You're sat there in the kitchen. You've got a big mug of tea and you're just watching the rain. You're like, it's actually quite pleasant. And then, you know, the next day, you know, you're like, you wake up. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful day. You know, you open the blinds, you open the window wide, you look down, and there's just millions of scorpions covering every inch of the ground.
Right. And there's like dead grandmas scattered around.
Ah!
I was only tending to your cock.
Excuse me?
Well, she was making sure your cock was...
Oh, right. Yeah.
Had the ribbon.
One. Yeah.
Well, you know, these things can be a magnet for the local area. There was this guy in America who had a problem with his the bins not being taken out.
Oh my god, I thought you were going to say his cock.
No,
okay.
Well, I'm sure that's too. But there was a problem with the bins, and so he put up... Oh, that's right, people were dumping rubbish on, like, the verge in the middle of the street.
Right.
And so he cleared it all off and put a Buddha statue there.
Right.
And now... It's like a magnet for people. They come from miles around to like tend the Buddha, to like put stuff down. It's like evolved. Like someone painted it gold.
Is this good or bad?
It's good.
Like they don't leave litter.
There's no litter anymore.
Okay.
It's now a lot of Buddhists.
Where is this?
In America.
In America?
I think it's in Oakland.
What the fuck?
Actually, which we've been to a long time ago.
Weird time.
Very weird. That's when I had that nut allergy thing.
Yeah, and I had to try and keep you calm.
And my lips swelled up like massively.
It's not that bad.
And I was like, how do I have my lip look?
Yeah, don't eat any more of that salad. That lovely, you asked for a lovely healthy salad, salad, and they gave you something with shitloads of nuts.
Peanuts.
Which is great.
Which
good
is
job.
Not ideal.
Good job.
But that was fine. That was a good time. Anyway.
You didn't die because allergies can be very dangerous. What if you're allergic to scorpions and you get bitten by 100 of them?
Exactly. Like,
well,
some
if you're
of
eating your salad, you know, you dip your fork into the salad, there's a fucking scorpion in your salad.
Exactly. That's the last thing you want.
You think it's part of the meal? You think it's a nut because you don't know what nuts are?
You've never seen them? Yeah. So, obviously, these poor folks coming out, you know, battling their way through, you know, snow. And I was originally thinking the dust storms were going to have blown the scorpions up.
Not a tsunami, a tornado of fucking scorpions.
Well, when they say a plague of stuff, jeez, I always assume it's been blown in on the wind. Do you
right.
know what I mean?
Like the plague of frogs. It rains frogs from
yeah,
the
I'm
sky.
Not thinking they're right. hopping over, because I'm like, right. that's not hard. We can just walk backwards.
Okay.
You know, they're hopping to walk. They're only frogs.
Okay.
Scorpions, though, they scuttle from rock to rock. They come out of the cracks.
Yeah, they move quick.
You don't want... You're scared. It's great that it's happened in Egypt, though.
Not here.
Because, in a sense, you know, this obviously isn't the first time it's happened. Inclement weather has been happening for millennia.
Right.
So it shows that the Bible may have some
truth
to it.
Moses. It's real. Moses
yeah.
was real.
The other plagues locusts, they plague around.
Boils.
How could you do that?
Death of the firstborn was the last one. Okay, what were the other ones? Okay, frogs, locusts, boils.
Plague of...
There were 10, right? We can only name 4.
Did people get like...
Okay, hang on.
Tails or something? People get like grow
no,
tails?
They, people, yeah, and they got like cat ears as well. And they started going, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was
really
a
weird,
serious
really
one.
Really sexy, really weird.
Really weird.
What are the other plagues? I'm not going to look them up. We got to try and figure it out.
Oh,
but at least
God,
get like 2
10
more.
10 commandments next. What's this going to turn into?
They can't have all been animals, but I think there were a lot of animals.
Do you reckon there were some larger ones? Like...
A plague of buffalo.
Or like donkeys or
a plague
camels.
Of donkeys. That would have been amazing.
We're not going to look it up.
I really want to... Okay, boils. Wasn't there another one like...
Related to boils.
Something boily.
Warts,
rashes.
Itchy arsehole.
Norovirus. Everyone started just puking and shitting. Maybe diarrhea was one of them.
Maybe.
One of the plagues of Egypt. Diarrhea.
You sure there were 10?
I'm pretty sure there were.
I don't reckon there were 10. There were probably
I'm
only 6.
Pretty sure. Hang on. Okay, we've got the Wikipedia.
Okay, turning water to blood.
Oh, I forget that one.
Turning water to blood. That's bad. You wake up in the morning, you take a little sip from your glass of water. Ugh, what's this?
Mm.
It's congealed blood.
It tastes like iron brew.
How long's that been
lovely.
There? Weird. Turn on the taps, blood comes out.
You have a shower, blood.
Yeah.
Jesus.
It's a whole blood. Thing. It's a whole thing. If you go into a restaurant, you know, what do you want to drink? We'll just have a jug of blood, please. You know, I mean water.
Do you want the sparkling or still? frogs.
Obviously.
Right. Lice or gnats.
Or gnats. They're different, though. Aren't they?
Wild animals or flies. I guess in the translation, it's hard to tell what specifically they were talking about.
What do you
about.
Mean? What's the difference between wild animals or flies? Why are they so not specific?
Something was attacking the animals, a swarm of them.
Right.
But it didn't say what exactly, I guess.
Okay.
So it could have been fly ticks? Well, I did say they were flies.
I guess they didn't keep great records back in the day.
Well, no, it's more that it's translation. So in the period of the time, right, people would refer to the animals or the bug or whatever by a specific term, and then in the future we look back and we're like, okay, what do they actually mean by this word?
Right.
Like, it would be commonplace that they would refer to, you know, a fly as this word, but actually, literally, the meaning of that thing may not actually be fly, and that's where it gets confusing.
Okay, but I feel like you'd know if it was either wild animals or flies. They can't be the same word.
I guess, no, it's probably flies.
Sure.
Flies.
Pestilence of livestock.
That matches the flies.
Is that
right?
Like boils on animals?
They all get sick, a plague... Horses, donkeys, camels.
They could have
cattle,
come up with
sheep,
something
and
better
goats,
for this.
They all got sick.
Do you know what I mean?
Boils.
obviously.
Boils, festering boils on men and animals. Right. The poor animals. They didn't fucking do anything. Harsh.
That's, well, maybe they were sinners, though.
You know? My God.
Maybe they've been fornicating in the fields and deserve to... I mean, actually, most of these plagues seem to hit the animals, which is pretty bad. Most of these plagues were not a problem to humans.
Look at seven.
Thunderstorm of hail and fire. What does that mean? Thunderstorm of hail and fire. So just lightning? Just like a thunderstorm?
It's, I guess, really the lightning plague, set fire to things.
Right. Yeah, it does that.
And I guess, you know, a thunderstorm and hail, they do go together.
Yeah.
Locusts.
Classic.
Darkness for 3 days. That was the penultimate one.
That's a pretty bad one. I mean, that's a warning.
That fucks with people. Yeah. You know, you're like, oh, Jesus.
Is it morning yet? I don't have a clock.
But it was only in Egypt that this happened.
They didn't have clocks back then at all. They had no way to tell. How did they know it was 3 days?
Because the sun didn't come up. So how would they know?
It could have just been an hour.
Maybe there was a guy that came from, you know, the next town country over. Morocco. I don't even know. Like, hey, help, just come in from Morocco.
It's been 3 days. I haven't heard from you.
Yeah.
What you been doing?
There you go.
You been asleep all this time? Fucking hell.
And then death of every firstborn son.
I mean, that's a bad one.
That's a very bad one.
I'd be fucked.
Yeah. You're the first. I'm the firstborn.
There'd be no Yogscast.
Yeah. Oh shit. Well, you've got an older brother, Lewis.
No, younger brother.
Okay.
I just had to remember that for a second.
You were trying to work it out as well.
But does it only work for if I have a son? Does that make me immune though at that point?
No, it's the firstborn in each generation, right?
God, that's a lot of people.
Yes.
It's like the majority.
A lot of people.
Right.
But they have big families.
Well, even if you're like a granddad,
but then
you were the firstborn son a long time ago.
Yeah. And then if your granddad dies, that means that your dad ceases to exist. And then you, like Marty McFly, slowly disappear.
Wow. Pretty serious.
Carving of Lewis. It's getting, it's fading. It's fading. The stone carving I made of him is disappearing.
So are we saying that scorpions were not one?
Scorpions weren't one, unless they were flying scorpions.
And or then they used a different word.
Yeah, it could have been.
For
maybe.
Them. Do you know what I mean? Back in the day. Like gnats.
I like how they're called fat-tailed scorpions as well. Like, that's...
That makes them sound scarier.
It does, doesn't it? Like because the tail's the dangerous bit, right?
Yeah, although, if they maybe stingies. They don't move as fast.
Well, you get the boo-boo from.
So maybe they're not that. Maybe if it was like thin-tailed scorpions, it would be scarier. Because they'd be more...
What about the long-legged scorpion?
That would be horrible, yeah. The long, like a daddy long legs. What about a flying, long-legged scorpion? Oh, why do these not exist? They'd be badass. They'd be killing...
Isn't that kind of what daddy long legs are? Kind of.
No.
They fly around... They're very, very poisonous.
They're not, though, are they?
They got no way of delivering
poison.
No,
that's just an urban myth.
No, Ricky Gervais said it, so it must be true.
It's not true.
Ricky Gervais told... Wait, Ricky Gervais, everything he says is a lie. He said God isn't real.
So that means...
The plagues really happened!
Well, they must have been based on something.
Yeah. I mean, the river...
A thunderstorm.
Water turning red.
A normal natural event.
Water turning red, that could just be like...
An eclipse.
Like red sand or red soil or some fucking ready dirt got into the water. A bit of erosion made it disappear.
It's definitely the eclipse thing is a common thing.
Eclipse was 3 days. That could be an exaggeration.
Exactly, that's how things
get... It was 3 minutes. It was... They had no way to measure the
they
time.
They didn't know how long it was.
They were like, oh my God, it feels like it's been 3 days without the sun.
It was 3 days. Yeah, that's what happens with stories spread. They get exaggerated. You can't help it.
In related news.
Deputies respond after large pig named Papa Pig blocks traffic in SC County.
Now, I want to know, is he named after the Peppa Pig character of Papa Pig?
Isn't that Daddy Pig?
He's called Daddy Pig, yeah. But maybe in the American version.
No,
they don't even dub it, do they? There was a whole thing about, you know, American kids speaking with English accents because they were watching too much Peppa.
Well, it's the other way, though, isn't it, too? Like, a lot of English...
I don't know how to whistle. Do you know how to whistle?
I don't know how to whistle.
You just put your lips together for any sort of blow.
It's a very sassy Peppa. That's one of my favourite Peppa Pig clips.
Nice reenaction that we did.
We did a little reenaction. That was a little special one for you. South Carolina deputies capable of rescue after a large pig created a traffic issue.
Did they shoot it to death?
Let's find out. The deputies were eating well that evening.
It was at Old York Road.
They shared the four trottersworth with all of them.
Wait a minute. What? Is this a fucking nursery rhyme? They went to Old York Road, where Peppa Pig was. And all the soldiers tried to move him out of the way. But Peppa Pig wouldn't go with them.
He was causing a right fuss.
Fuck! I'm going to break that thing one day. I'm going to break that mouse by just dropping it one day.
Why do you drop it so much?
Because it's balanced on a curved leather arm of a sofa.
It's true.
Right? It's like the most perilous position. Like, I'd be better off putting it on my head, honestly. although the wire is sort of...
Actually, it's more stable. You just have to keep very still. I'll use it.
Okay, all right. So, scroll down a bit. Oh, they got the horse. They got the mounted unit to appear, not in order to use horses to sort of control the pig, but in order to just load him in the back of a horse trailer.
Right. Oh,
wait,
I see.
Hang on. Go back up. Go back up. It only took them 3 minutes to get rid of him.
Well, they're efficient.
Fucking hell. They are very efficient.
Unusually so. And they didn't even have to shoot it,
They got them in the back of the pig trailer.
Look at these pictures. Oh, look at that with the lights.
That is beautiful. That is a beautiful fucking pig.
He is. He's statuesque.
He's very furry, doesn't he? He's a very furry pig, is Papa Pig. He's a big lad.
He's a big oinker.
He's a big old
He obviously escaped.
Wow. What a lovely boy. I love him very much. He is my son.
Pig escapes, blocks motorway.
Where did he come from?
Pig is rescued.
Where did he come from? Where did he go?
Is that literally the story?
That is it. But I, like... Oh, my God, there's even a fucking video of... Oh, this is his home. I think they've delivered him back to his owner. That's his wife. Oh, no, that's a dog.
Yeah, that fence that somebody can open. Is that where we're putting him?
Wow, what a riveting piece of video that
video.
Is. I mean, this isn't news, really, is it? It's not even comedy news.
What?
Pig escapes.
Pig escapes Pigs. Is recaptured in 3 minutes. Do you know what? It would have been a better story if he'd killed a kid or something, right? I know it's a horrible thing to say. It's a horrible thing to say, but if Papa Pig had fucking killed and eaten a child, this would have been a much better story.
I agree. I can't... I mean, this didn't hold my... You know, I'm used to darker stuff, you know, after years of Netflix and, you know, watching these...
Do you know what?
Mysteries.
Next time Papa Pig escapes, and there will be a next time... Just don't
capture him until...
Do you know what?
Something more dramatic has happened.
Anyone, you know, if maybe you've got like one of those police radios and you're in South Carolina and you hear the police responding to Papa Pig, just go and like...
We got a code 69 on York County Road.
Hold up a liquor store or something and then they'll have to go and take care of that instead of the pig.
Right.
And that will give Papa Pig an opportunity to... murder and devour a child.
Locally.
And then finally we can get some good fucking news for this
stupid
YouTube video.
Yeah.
/ podcast. That's all I want. What if it breaks into like a school? You know, in the daytime, kids are all there in the classrooms. Papa Pig just crashes in.
Well, I mean, they're all armed though, aren't they? Those kids.
Oh well, no. It's a school. The cops are that are in.
No, it's an American school.
The kids have all got guns.
Yeah, that pig.
Freeze, motherfucker!
That pig won't stand a chance. It has to break into somewhere where they are not going to be allowed guns.
A place where there's kids and no one with guns. Let me just Google logged in on my Google work account.
Fine.
That's what he like whistles.
I mean, he is four trotters worth of prime, you know,
pork.
Chinese pork. They'd love him.
I mean, that guy running the restaurant would love it, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, oh my God.
That's 12 quid's worth of trotters right there.
If that asshole comes in live streaming, I'll just hand over the pig to him and say, go to town, mate.
How much is the tail worth? People eat the tails?
Okay, what? People eat ox tails, so presumably.
I don't know if they do.
Cheeks? People eat pig cheeks? So that's a Bristolian speciality, pig cheeks.
Is it? Ew. I thought the tail sort of meant didn't mean the actual tail, did it? I thought it meant like
ox,
the kind of
there is meat
kind
in
the rump.
There is meat right at the base of the tail.
Is there?
Yeah.
The wagon bit.
The wagon bit. The fly swatter bit. Yeah.
Oof. Makes me queasy.
Eat it like a pocky. Crunching into it.
A pocky.
God.